This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The Austin Independent School District's Board of Trustees will decide next Monday on what to rename four schools currently named after members of the Confederacy. KUT's Claire McInerney reports that the hotly debated issue continues to divide school communities in the district.
Back in February, the board voted to change the names of five facilities in Austin, named after men who served the Confederacy. Those include the Allen Center, Fulmore Middle School, Lanier and Reagan High Schools, and Eastside Memorial High School at the Johnston campus. After the vote in February, the district asked the public to submit potential names for these buildings. Then, AISD created a task force of community members to write the criteria that a potential name had to meet to be considered. Kazike Prince was on the task force and explains some of the criteria.
A person who embodies a sense of integrity, who focuses on social justice and equity, someone who maybe is from the area and maybe in the education sphere.
It was up to school communities to look through submissions, create their own, and send the district their top three choices. In October, the board saw the top three choices for the schools. Prince, who was in support of ditching the old names and their symbolism, said he was disappointed by the lists. Both John Reagan and Sidney Lanier High School's committees said their first choice was to ditch the first name and keep the last name. Prince says that would go against the whole point of the renaming process.
Somewhere there was a failure. A failure to use the guidelines as a criteria to pick a name, because there's no way Reagan or Lanier would have come through.
Medina Willis is a teacher and a member of the Campus Advisory Council at Lanier, which oversaw the renaming process at that school. She said most of their group wanted to keep the name Lanier and drop Sidney. Her main concern with changing the name was that the intention is to get rid of the racist past and move toward equity.
So I feel really hurt by the fact that they're saying that a name change is equitable when they're not also, you know, pushing for name changes at schools who are named after people who are blatantly racist and who are pushing slavery.
She's referencing James Bowie and Stephen F. Austin. Both have schools named after them, and both were proponents of slavery. Willis also wants to keep the name because she said it will be expensive to replace signage, extracurricular uniforms, furniture, and anything else with the school's name on it. When San Antonio ISD renamed its Robert E. Lee High School, they spent $300,000 replacing all these things. Houston ISD budgeted more than $1 million to do the same thing at multiple schools in 2016. Willis says she'd rather see this money go toward improving school buildings or academics. She says even though keeping Lanier's last name might not be a complete rewrite, she's heard from students and teachers in the school community that they want to keep it Lanier because they see the name as more than a historical reference.
This school is a place. It's a place where students come to learn. It's a place where they come and they know that they're secure. Keeping the name Lanier on the school lets them know that for the last 50 years, yeah, there might have been some outside influences, but we've held strong and we've held to our roots, which is take care of everyone that comes through this door.
The board could vote to choose the school's second choice names. Reagan's was Barack Obama High School, and Lanier's was Diana Castaneda, the first minority woman on the school board. Claire McInerney, KUT News.